It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
There's many an inn dotting the shire that serves a lovely brew. From Bywater to Bree, they say you'll want a pint or two. The finest stout or nut brown ale, the taste comes shining through. And if you raise a glass to me, I'll drink a toast to you. We'll have a pint,
a pint, a pint.
We'll have a pint of stout. And when we've drunk it bottom up, we all will give a shout.
Hurrah!
The ivy bush, the green dragon, the pony or in Bree. Let's make the rounds of hobbit towns and have a pint or three. A half a pint is fine for lads of less than 33. But I will drink a full with you if you will drink with me. We'll have a pint,
a pint, a pint.
We'll have a pint of stout. And when we've drunk your bottom up, we all will give a shout.
Hurrah!
A toast to friend and host, a toast to Bonnie Brew. We'll lift a glass as seasons pass and adventures yet to do. We'll toast each lass that we have met and some we wish we knew. And then at last we'll stagger home and tomorrow start anew. We'll have a pint,
a pint, a pint.
We'll have a pint of stout. And when we've drunk it bottom up, we all will give a shout.
Hurrah!
We'll have a pint,
a pint, a pint.
We'll have a pint of stout. And when we've drunk it bottom up, we all will give a shout.
Hurrah!
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and I am your podcast host. Welcome, Gunrunners! Yes, I think it's time we can go ahead and say officially that the fan base of Mark Gunn is the Gunrunners, because that was the most popular voted name on the website at my website, markgunn.com. Of course, there are subsets. I think I could easily say there are subsets, like Celtic Cats is the main subset. So, and you could probably say Brown Kilts for huge Firefly fans too. So I'm sticking with Gunrunners, but just so you know, when you get that cat newsletter from Tore, it's going to be a little bit different. So just so you know. But Gunrunners is you, and maybe I'll come up with some cool little t-shirts or something that can influence that. I'm not going to be printing any more at the actual printers. It probably could just be done on Cafe Press. Of course, if you want to design one, send it to me. Send the design to me, because right now I don't really have a whole lot of time to do that. Anyways, that's just fun stuff. So I'll leave it up to you. Now, the first song you heard there was We'll Have a Pint of Stout. It's from Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. And if you've been following my blog and whatnot, you know that, what was it, yesterday or the day before yesterday, I said, yay, I'm done. I'm all finished with the album. And then 2 hours later, yay, I'm not done. So what happened was I was listening to the mastered version. I put it in the car. I was listening to it in the car and I was noticing all these problems. I was like, what the heck is going on here? So finally I said, screw it. I cannot release this just yet. I mean, it sounds good if you're listening to it on my speakers, on the computer. There's a whole technique where you're supposed to listen to it on like two or three crappy stereos and such, so you know what it sounds like. Multiple formats or multiple places. It's not going to be the same all the time. And I knew this already and I had listened to it the other day, but it was when my wife Gwen pointed it out, and then I sent it off to a couple people before the pre-release stuff. And there was my friend Jimmy Rimmer, who recorded on the album and also who did a whole bunch of music. I've been playing music with him for a long time. He pointed out what exactly the problem was, and I realized it was my mastering software. So it's an easy fix, hopefully. I'm just going to take a little bit more time. So the plan is, once I get back from Dragon Con, I'm going to jump back into it and finish up that album. So I also decided that I'm going to delay the album release into October, probably mid-October. I don't know, the 15th, somewhere around there. I haven't picked an actual day yet. The reason for that is Kenzie's big surgery was scheduled just last week. And the date was September 22nd, Bilbo Baggins' birthday. My wife was listening to the album and she came to me, sweetie, there's something really interesting, kind of odd and ironic that I just didn't notice before. And all of a sudden it stood out. And that is that her surgery is on the 22nd. And you mentioned that in the album. And yeah, I know. So I realized that's bad timing. So I don't want to spend my time doing that. Plus, I want to make sure everything's, all recorded right. I get all the albums in, which, didn't happen with the Firefly drinking song stuff. So probably, actually, if I think about it, maybe October 22nd will be the official release date. So I'm going to see if I can pull together a show to promote it. In fact, I'm looking for new venues here in Birmingham to a venue to play. I played Moonlight Cafe, which was awesome. Or Moonlight on the Mountain, I guess it's called. But unfortunately, you can't really do those sort of venues over and over again. And I want to build a fan base locally. That means pub. So there's a pub out on 280 that it's an Irish pub, quote unquote. And I went to it and it doesn't entirely look like an Irish pub in my mind. Just looks like a bar. But, they do have live music. I sound like a regular clientele of pretty much what looks like Scots-Irish folk. It's right across the street from Tilted Kilt, so which doesn't play live music. I mean, that would be fun. Yeah, all those mini kilts. So my plan is to try to book that venue for a CD release. And this just occurred to me as I was talking to you right now. So it gives me a good reason to get a foot in the door and maybe turn it into a regular gig. Of course, that means I'm going to need some Gunrunners to come join me. I know there's only a couple fans here locally, but I want to build up, and I could use your help. Speaking of Kenzie, she's almost walking. She's had taken her first couple steps without us, and then either falling or whatnot. But it's like she's almost there. I'm really excited. I've been playing a lot of music for my daughter around the house, and this song came back on. I want to play it again for you. My Father Was a Werewolf by Red Hill Rats. I love this song. It's just a brilliant song. I need to learn this version because I love, my parody. Or not my parody. It was actually written by Peg Kerr, an author. And but it's a great song. And I love the original version, too. It's just brilliant. So I'm going to play some Red Hill Rats for you. And then I'll be back after this.
My father was a werewolf, he roamed the countryside. His fangs were long and sharp, his territory was wide. Along the way he sang his songs and sang them out of tune. He left a trail of tears and grief beneath the yellow moon. In a far-off village, I heard he broke some hearts. I guess young hearts break easily in those foreign parts. Drunken frenzy has no fear, no shame and no remorse. There were burning bridges left behind and 100 broken doors. Come all you wankers, hear the story of the beast. Let's start by me a whiskey and a beer. I'm not completely drunk. If you had a loose change about you, ring those service bells. And if this story spooks your wits, I'll tell you something else. At a rampage, encountered some old friends and left them lying in a pool of blood. This is where that story ends. When he came home next morning, he was all smile and charm. By the dirt under his fingernails, I knew he'd done some harm. My playground was a field of thorns behind a sandy hill. Grown-ups could not come there against the children's will. Haunted house stood on that field, all derelict and torn. I played there with the bones of the damned and the ghost of the forlorn. Come all you wankers, hear the story of the beast. That's tagged by me a whiskey and a beer. I'm not completely drunk. If you have loose change about you, ring those service bells. And if this story spooks your wits, I'll tell you something else. my head and the blood rush in my veins. That girl is sweet beyond compare, she is my only one. But my father was a werewolf and I am a werewolf son. Yes, my father was a werewolf, that makes me a werewolf son.
When we had to sever, deep was our sorrow and pain. Happy our greeting at our next meeting, never to part again. Never to part again, my dear. Always endeavor to hold you near. I was so lonely, wanting you only, never to part again. Happy our hearts, love, when they are together. Happy they will remain. In life's stormy ocean, we'll cling with devotion, never to part again. Never to part again, my dear. Always endeavor to hold you near. I was so lonely, wanting you only, never to part again. Never to part again, never to part again. Never to part again.
That was Danny Guinan and Red. That was a track called Never Part from his album, If I Was Wise. After stopping the Hobbit CD, I've been putting everything else on hold. So I finally, last night, I already had the show notes together for an Irish and Celtic music podcast. So I finished that up, posted that online. Next, I'm working today. I need to finish the Celtic MP3s music magazine. We have a babysitter coming in, so I'm hoping I can get to work on that and get that out, as well as Songhenge. I don't know if I mentioned Songhenge much on this podcast. Songhenge is this archive that I've collected, or created, I guess. When artists submit music to the podcast, I offer an option where they can offer some of their music for free download on the Celtic MP3s music magazine. And of course, there's a new podcast where you can download tons of great Celtic MP3s. But I also created Songhenge, which has a few more of the tracks that they submit. And it comes out every month in sort of a zip file. So you have usually four or five bands with about two to three tracks. Per band. So it's a lot of music. You can sample a lot more of the music that hopefully you're going to end up buying. That's ultimately the goal here too. But it's a little bonus that comes from being a member of Songhenge, which is the fan club for the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. So if you haven't become a member of that, there's actually a special go to CelticMusicPodcast.com. I mentioned it on the show, but you have to go to the website specifically, go to the store, and that's where you can get the special discounted rate of $25 a year. Sorry, $25 a year. That's like, what, $2 a month? A little more than $2 a month for a whole bunch of Celtic, great Celtic music. So check it out, CelticMusicPodcast.com. One more little bit before we go back to some more music is CD special offers. I changed the date. September 7th will be the last day you can take advantage of this Celtic CD special offer. You can get a copy of my very first CD, Soul of a Harper, for just $5, autographed too. Just go to CelticMusic.org and hit the special offers, or visit the link in the show notes at pubsong.com. It's good until September 7th. It's a fantastic album. I love this album. It's hard to say. You know, it's funny when you think about all the albums that you release, and some of them you don't listen to it as much. A Tribute to Love, I stopped listening to, which is one of the reasons why I discontinued it. I like a lot of the songs on it, but the whole album, not so much. But Soul of a Harper, it was a beautiful album and all, but Soul of a Harper had a lot more soul, if I may. It's a beautiful album and it's fun. It varies from fun to soulful, and that's kind of what I love about it. It hits a few Scottish songs, ballads, and a couple of funny songs. Just really great album, and you can get it for just $5. I'm trying to clearance these albums, so please help me out. I want to clearance them so I can get them. I when I ordered them, they were all unshrink wrapped. So they have these little tabs on there instead, and I want them all shrink wrapped. So they because that protects them, and when I want to travel and such. So please help me out by buying a copy. I also have a whole bunch of shrink wrap ones, but they're in the jewel cases. So if you have a preference, mention it. Otherwise, I'll probably just hit whatever's available. But yeah, so help me out. Purchase a copy of Soul of a Harper for just $5, get it autographed, and you can have it signed to whoever you want. I'm happy to do that. You can give it to your friends. It's a great introduction to my music. Let's get on with some more music. Next up is The Rogues with Scotland the Brave from Live in Canada, eh?
Thank you. the Bonnie Lass from County Bucks, I'm sure you've heard about. On the subject of the drink, and she is utterly devout. Never had a dram of whiskey, never had a pint of stout. Surely still that's not to say she's the type we'll do without.
Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester Senior put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, a porter, punch or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day.
When Nancy's in the public house, there's sure to be a bloody row. She always wants a dram more than the landlord can or will allow. If looks could kill a certain more than one man would have up and died. Hell, it hath no fury as when Nancy's thirst is being denied. Nancy drinks tequila, she's not like a normal Irish lass. She'll even eat the worm that's lying at the bottom of the glass. I dare you all, lads big and small, if you believe you got the brass, go head to head with Nancy and she'll drink you flat upon your arse.
Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester I've seen her put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, a porter, punch or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day.
We used to meet on Saturdays down at the pub, the Drum and Fife. And after 20 shots or so one night, she said she'd be me wife. I can't complain about the pain that's in me brain each Sunday morning. I suppose this life I chose, it hasn't come without a warning. Now we're a loving couple, tippling doubles down in Dublin town. She's still as pretty as the day I saw her in her wedding gown. As for me, it's plain to see tequila's cost me liver dear. I wonder if she'll love me less if I go back to drinking beer.
Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester I've seen her put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, a porter, punch or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester I've seen her put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, a porter, punch or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day.
And that was Barley Juice with Nancy Drinks Tequila from A Night at the Pub. Okay, shows. Let's get back to that. A long-expected party 2, There and Back Again, takes place the very last weekend of September. It's going to be a great time. I know there's still spots available, which is shocking because it's just amazing. It's such an amazing event. But hurry up and go sign up. alep2.us. If you had trouble finding the registration information, well, they fixed that, so now it's easy to find, and you can find all the cool stuff. It's like a couple hundred bucks. I mean, you have to get out there, obviously, but it's a couple hundred bucks, I think, to spend, you know, three, four days, and soak up a whole bunch of Tolkien goodness, hobbits and dwarves and elves and little adventures. Of course, I'm going to be playing music there with Jamie Hauser and Samantha Gilogli. We have our own little band together out there, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you will come join us. And of course, again, the big thing is Dragon Con this weekend. I have a whole bunch of shows all scheduled. You can go to markgun.com/DragonCon to see what I'm where I'm playing and whatnot. Then I have the main shows that I'm promoting, and those you'll find a flyer on my table. Now, it's going to be a little bit different this year. I have actual times when you're going to find me at my table. So again, go to the website, markgun.com, DragonCon, and look up the times I'm going to be at my table signing autographs, and those are the times when you're going to find me. I'm hoping to have a couple people helping me sell CDs, and if you'd like to be one of those in the future for next year, drop me an email as well, or talk to me at the con, because I could use some help. Right now I have Pandora Celtica. I'm going to be working with them. They have a whole bunch of boothies, and they've offered to share some space, so we're going to be mixing and matching it together, and they'll be helping me sell CDs, but that potentially could be financially dangerous for me. I just feel like I need to be out playing music and gathering attention for my shows and whatnot. So that's my goal, is to be out there playing music all weekend long. And it's going to be some long days, but like I said, hopefully I'll have someone specifically at my table to help you, to tell you when I'm going to be where and what, and point you in the right direction. So that is about it. I hope you enjoy the show and music and whatnot, and I will hopefully be back. I doubt it's going to be next week, probably the week after that. We'll see. We'll see. The date, I've been trying to do these shows on Mondays. It's probably going to change to Tuesday because that's when I'm getting a babysitter. So there you go. Finish up the show with one of my songs from Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. This is The Cat Came Back, The Cat's Perspective. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening. I will talk to you very soon. Sláinte.
I was a crazy cat for many's the year. My years are advancing. Now I sleep in my chair. Old Mr. Johnson still wants me to play. If I don't get active, he'll send me away. I'm yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. His neighbor ambushed me with shotgun and dynamite. My cat senses warned me, so I put up a fight. I clawed at his cigarette, it fell to the floor. It lit the dynamite as I ran out the door. Kaboom! I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. He gave me to a boy with a dollar and a note to drown me in the river when we were afloat. I saw the rope come towards me and let out a yowl. The boat tipped on over, the poor boy was drowned.
Gurgle, 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 gurgle.
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
He gave me to a man going up in a balloon. I clung to his head, I am no buffoon. The man tried to free me, but then lost control. I stole his parachute as he crashed against the knoll.
Curse, splat!
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
He took me to the mill, where the meat was ground. He left off the light so I wouldn't look around. Processor came closer to me. I jumped to the floor. He tripped bloodily.
Crunch.
I'm yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry. I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Johnson, I know you hate me, but I have 9 lives. You haven't even 3. Blessed are the cat lovers, blessed are all kitties. So love me or leave me alone for to sleep.
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired.
The Pub Songs podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.